Hello, Soul Fam. Welcome back to Intuitively Her podcast, where we talk about personal development, spirituality, metaphysics, and so much more. I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome back to Intuitively Her podcast. Today, my guest is Jessica, a somatic energy healer that is currently in Salita, Mexico. Hi, Jessica. Welcome on this podcast. How are you?
Hello. I'm so good this morning. Tuning into the portal of the heart.
Yes. I love that so much. Can we dive deep already?
Yes, I know.
Portal of the heart. Where did that come from? Or where do you feel that? Or how does that? Yeah, it sounds so beautiful.
Yeah, so to prepare just for meeting you today and speaking with you today, I got into my body and like did some movement and sat in meditation. And I have a couple decks, but I have this beautiful angel card deck. And I was like, okay, well, what needs to come through today? And it was inner temple devotion, tuning into the portal of the heart. And that was just so spot on and a reminder for lately. I've been doing this kind of challenge to myself of how I live my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling it like a heart-based living or heart-led life. And it's just so interesting because, sorry, what was that?
No, you're good.
Oh, I thought you said something.
No, no worries. Thank you for sharing that. That was very beautiful. It's beautiful.
Sorry, my card like dropped and then I was like, oh shit.
No, it's okay. Do you practice this often? Like, do you like wake up with a beautiful routine like this daily? Or like what, yeah, can you just go into a little bit, what is a somatic energy healer and like the things that you practice that ground you in it?
Yeah, definitely. So I do want to say more about the heart-led living first.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Before I forget, because this story kept, like, coming to me where it was like, you have to tell that story. And I'm like, but what if it's, like, easier, you know, it was better there than, you know, telling it through virtually. But it was like, nope, you need to tell this story. And it's just kind of, like, an example of this heart-based living and how you can really tune into the heart from a more kind of physical perspective. Mm-hmm. And because you always hear the term, you know, like follow your heart and this and that, but it's not really taken seriously. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to challenge myself to like take this heart-led living more seriously. And so this was like a month ago where I was like, okay, I'm going to challenge myself today. I'm going on this beautiful hike in the jungle here in Mexico. And I'm like, I'm going to challenge myself today to live from the heart and lead from the heart. Like, I'm not going to there's no phone service where I was hiking anyway. So it was like, I don't have phone service. I'm going to completely just guide myself from my heart portal, which I always call it a portal because it's one of our most connected energy centers and chakras that's kind of directly connected to the divine, to the cosmos, to spirit, things like that. And so I went on this hike and I hike here all the time. Like I've been there like over a dozen times in the same area. And I was just like, okay, where do I go next? And I come across like this tiny little path to like go up there and then like turn here. So that's why I was like kind of following my little inner heart portal GPS. And oh yes, and I also had an offering that I was going to make to the earth with me. So that was kind of my like the reason why I was going out for that hike that day.
Yeah.
And as I made my way up, it was like these little tiny paths. And then it opened up to this above the ocean, like in line with the clouds. There were like these pelicans that were like flying past. And it was this clearing that was out of nowhere. Like, this is in the middle of the jungle. So I was like, where, like, what, how is this clearing even here, first of all? And it opened up into this huge clearing where I just ended up giving my offering to the land, meditating, dancing. And I was just completely alone. And I was like, this is what tuning into the heart means and how to practice it on more of a literal perspective. We can practice it just every day.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important for people to realize, or just us as humans, humanity, to realize that when we lead from our heart, we can truly heal what we're seeing and experiencing in the world that we're not happy with now. And it all begins with ourselves and how we are operating that way. Because when we're doing that, it's going to like reflect, and it's going to, people are going to feel that, and they're going to feel inspired to do the same, even on a subconscious level. And it's such a powerful movement, knowing that our heart has a stronger magnetic field than even our brain does. So knowing the magnitude of our heart and like what that portal even is, it goes beyond what our mind can conceptualize, but it's truly a magnetic field. So we're literally magnetizing these beautiful opportunities, these beautiful views and places that you wouldn't even know would even exist, but you followed that heart, that magnetic field that was greater than our two eyes can see. And I just envisioned that as you're moving through the jungle and seeing this view, and I was just like, yeah, that makes, I feel that, like, I can absolutely feel it.
Yes, that magnetic field, Joe Dispenza.
Yes.
Yeah, because they say that the heart portal on like a physical level has a higher magnetic field than the brain, which is wild. And I feel like sometimes we get stuck in being like, oh, well, am I doing enough? You know, especially within the spiritual community, it's like you feel this need to kind of like give back. And I'm like, am I doing enough? Am I doing enough for humanity, myself, for others? And something I always remind myself is, if I just live from the heart and meet people as I am from this heart space, and speak from my heart space and move from my heart space, and have that shown and have that obviously shown, that's enough. Like, just that is enough.
Absolutely. Because it's so authentic, and when you're coming from your heart, it's coming from that love, high vibrational energy that's felt. And like I said, it's super powerful. And I love how subtle it can be with just going on a hike and following your heart in which direction it wants to go. And just even that is like of service, because you're feeling that gratitude in nature, and you're sending that love, and you're bringing an offering to the land. So even when we're not consciously aware of the service that we are doing, our presence, our life, our just being alive and in gratitude is so like enough, like more than enough.
Oh, gratitude is everything. I feel like we forget, and I'm saying we as kind of just like the collective kind of community in general, but like we forget, everyone's very focused on manifestation and kind of like these tips and tricks to manifesting. But I'm like, with your manifesting, there has to be this kind of counterbalance of gratitude, of pure gratitude, of, you know, like bowing to the earth, like head on the earth, giving your gratitude back from a place of just love and authenticity. And that's like when I've had like my biggest kind of most emotional breakthrough moments is in nature, with nature helping me heal and the energy of it. And I never forget to give that gratitude, just in like twofold.
Definitely. It's the simple things, the daily things. I feel like I practice that as soon as I wake up, just because of like all the other things that I want to obtain and connect and, like I said, manifest. But like always, when you set your tone in the morning and like with gratitude in our hearts, like you're having some cacao right now, I'm having a beautiful tea, and having gratitude in our hearts for every little thing, and like shifting our focus on the things that we do have, so that when we're there, we're able to like really hold space for the greater things. But if we're so ungrateful for the things we have now, like how is there we're gonna have capacity for the others? Like it's not possible energetically and physically in our hearts. But yeah. Thank you.
That's so true. Yeah, because it's so funny because our brains always tend to focus on focuses on the negative or like on the bad or like what you don't have. It's just so interesting because the brain's like, let me focus on everything that I don't have and everything going wrong.
Yeah.
And then the heart is like, do you see what you do have? Like you are on this new career path. You're living in Mexico. You're 6 months ago, this was the life that you were dreaming. So take a moment to just pause and savor it instead of just like ahead. I always like to slow down and just be grateful for what I have.
Yeah. A play in between those two. Absolutely. So what is a somatic energy healer?
Yes. So I can get into that. So that kind of came, it kind of came naturally with, and I'm sure, you know, 5 years ago or 5 years from now, I could have a different way of introducing myself, but like here and now, presently, I kind of identify with somatic energy healer because how I kind of came to that was through my kind of natural spiritual journey and my spiritual evolution, because that's just such a part of the spiritual journey is you're just constantly evolving and like becoming this higher version of yourself. Like I constantly do meditations where I'm integrating my highest self, my highest timeline, my highest path. And so you're just constantly on this path of evolution. And so somatic energy healer, it started with me just starting and getting into meditations. And this is over like 7 years that I'll explain, but I can explain it in like 30 seconds. But it was me first just being interested in meditations where I would just listen to YouTube meditations. And then it started me actually getting certified in a form of dynamic meditation or active meditation. Which is basically, a lot of people think it's just movement, but dynamic or active meditation can simply. And then the opposite of dynamic meditation is passive, which is just sitting in silence with your mind, kind of watching your thoughts, watching your breath. Ooh. So anything active is like movement, making sounds with your voice, which is extremely powerful, the sound work. And as powerful as the movement work. So I got into the dynamic meditation. Then I built on energy healing, got into that and Reiki and other forms of energy healing. And then I got into this like incredible woman when I was living in Colorado. And I was just going to her for a session. She was this embodiment mentor coach. And I just went to her for a session and she was also a medium. So she could connect to spirit and things like that. And instantly we were just like, she was like, you're supposed to do this in a way bigger setting. She was like, I'm going to work with you in a mentorship setting. Cause that is what you're supposed to do. And at the time I was like, what are you talking about? Like moving, like at that time I was like, what am I going to like move around in front of people? No way. And then like fast forward 2 years, I'm like, that's exactly what I'm doing. Like I'm at the front and teaching workshops of how to clear energy from the body through movement, through sound, through breath. Those are the main three techniques: movement, sound, breath. And that practice has just it started with just me in my room next to my altar, just feeling all of the emotions in my body. I was going through like a very transitional period and in like love and in figuring out jobs and everything. And it was just a very, not soft, what's the word? Sensitive. It was a very like sensitive time for me. And this practice of what I call now somatic energy work is what just completely transformed me from like the inside out. So that is what somatic energy healing is we are energy. We are made of energy. And our body is this vessel, you know? So I talk a lot about alchemy in my classes, and alchemy is really just taking one substance, putting energy or pressure on it, and transforming it into something else. So that is kind of what my brain has wrapped around this healing, this somatic healing, is we have our body as this container. We have this like energy inside of us that's just constantly moving and flowing and changing, and our emotions are just so fluid. And then if we put our awareness and attention on it, because awareness and attention is kind of like the battery or the driving force behind work like this, because you can go to a yoga class or, you know, dance, and that's still like beautiful, beautiful practices. But when you do movement with intention, where write down and specify, I want to transform this in my body to this, and then go into that movement session, it's so powerful. Like it's like indescribably powerful. I just have these moments with myself and in workshops where we're all kind of like mind blown, like, wow, where did that even, where did that even come from? Like what is happening? And like showing people and showing us like what we are capable of. Like we are alchemists. We do have this power to just transform and transmute energy within us, around us. And yeah, so that's my spiel.
Thank you.
Somatic energy healing.
Well, thank you for sharing that. If you're open to sharing, what is the most transformative thing you've seen within yourself, or just a transformative experience that you've experienced with somatic work within your own life?
Yeah. I think it's
just for others who like, or just really new at this, or even meditating or like moving, like what have you felt and experienced?
Well, the first thing that came to mind, because I was like, is this too esoteric? I'm like, oh. But the first thing that came to mind, which may sound kind of, you know, corny, but it's made me look at life in just this completely different way, where I guess before I would look at life as life is just happening to me. Mm. Like these things just happen to me and I don't have control over it. Biggest thing that it taught me was this like power, this sacred divine power within me, within my heart, within my body, as a soul, to co-create with the universe. And that is just the number one thing that it's taught me, is I now look at life as a kind of ebb and flow, and we are working together. You know, we need to work together with the universe. A lot of times we come from a place of like of begging and not really doing our part on the other side. Mm-hmm. And this is a practice where it's like you can co-create with the universe on a daily basis and just within yourself, where I am completely transforming myself a little bit every day on such this kind of deep cellular level of getting to my and transforming them. Because who I was 5 years ago, if I spoke to who I am now, we're just completely different people. It would be like meeting a different person. And that is what that work has done, is it's transformed me from this subconscious level. Because the body is what has access to the subconscious. The mm-hmm. body knows something's wrong before the mind does. That's when you, like, you know, you get butterflies in your stomach, you feel sick to your stomach, you meet mm-hmm. someone and you're like, oh, you know, your body is like that. Your body is your own kind of psychic gauge in life.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, co-creation with the universe, that is what it has taught me, and that mm-hmm. we have this full authority and full power over our own lives when we really take it seriously, that we can work with the universe, like, together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What came to me was just that how our bodies store memories, how our bodies yes. store emotions, and mm-hmm. and yeah, like, just getting more like on, like, how, like, like, what part of the subconscious is, like, those traumas, those things that are stored in our body that we don't even realize are even held there. So when we're mm-hmm. doing these somatic releases, these breaths and these noises and the movement, it's something so, like, primal and raw. And
yes.
I love it. I definitely have that in my own practices, in my own way. But I definitely can relate to you that with that, like, just changing your perspective of your life simply by just moving your body and connecting with these parts of yourself that you're not even aware that you're holding on to, and you're actually letting yourself let it go, releasing it, and stepping into this new vibration of being. Love that.
I love the primal. That's like my favorite practice. When it gets primal, like, my favorite music to do. I'll teach workshops that are, like, solar plexus based.
Yes.
And I'll just go full blown, just primal, because that's, like, the energy of our solar plexus. It's like that fiery, primal, like, animalistic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just my favorite, because we just go wild. We just go wild with, like, the moving and like the stomping and the breathing, and, like, everything is eyes closed. It's a whole closed eyes journey. So you're just yeah. really tapping in internally. And it is just, it's just the best release when you really tap into those, like, animalistic kind of nature. So yeah. at the end of the day, like, we are animals. And one of the best, I remember this, something I learned, like, this fact I learned a while ago in somatic therapy was shaking, you know, because you've mm-hmm. seen that, like, I'm, like, that's kind of, like, around where, like, you can, like, shake off your energy. And the background behind that is that as animals, like, in the wild, animals in the wild, when a lion or something is chasing
whatever.
And let's yeah. say it, like, gets away, it freezes and, like, falls over and then just, like, starts shaking uncontrollably, like, just this uncontrollable shake.
Mm-hmm.
And then it pops up, goes on its way, and, you know, it doesn't have, you know, trauma for the rest yeah. of its life.
Literally.
You know what I mean?
Whereas, I've heard, like, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you can go.
No. I was just like, I've heard that they weren't even allowed to enter, like, back into the animal, like in the, like, just say, like, these deer or whatever got, like you said, they're in trauma and they get out of it. They weren't, like, allowed to enter back into their pack until they're shaking it all off, basically.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting because you can pick that up from people so quickly. And that's like a whole nother thing, but, like, energy protection has been yeah. huge on just, like, my daily, that's a practice I do daily, because I am so energetically sensitive mm-hmm. that I always just kind of visualize myself in my little protective bubble. And I'll do it instantly, where if I'm talking to someone and it could be a wonderful person, but if what is kind of, like, hurting me and draining me, mm-hmm. I instantly kind of visualize my aura strengthened and kind of mentally tell it really quick, like, hey, protect me from this. Cause mm-hmm. it's like, I feel it, like, starting to affect me in a negative way. and I'll just put that up and then I'll just instantly kind of feel better. And ooh, that is such an important practice for energy work, is protection's like the foundational tool, I feel. Then you can like play more.
Absolutely. And I love that we all have our own ways. So can you go into how you, like, so you put it up and you say that, but like, do you visualize anything? What do you feel? Do you do any movement around your aura? But I know you're in front of people. So anyways, just wondering what you do.
Yeah. So when I'm in front of people, I can say what I do in front of people. And then when I'm like actually do like a whole little session with myself. So when I'm in front of people, where like a lot of times it'll be when I'm like talking on the phone with a friend, and you know, they're like, I love my friends, but it'll be about something going wrong in their life, I don't mind like holding space for it. They know that I am okay with holding space for it. I'll just instantly kind of feel the energy affecting me, and I'm like, oh no, like I'm starting to feel anxious or feel this energy in my heart that I am not, my heart space is the most sensitive. So that's how I kind of work with people, is I often feel in my body where they're feeling anxiety, and I'll kind of work from there. But if I'm just on the phone or in person, what I often do is I'll visualize my aura really quickly, and I don't like close my eyes. I just kind of like, you know, when you're reading a book, you still have your eyes open, but you have the visuals. So it's kind of like that, where it's like in the back of your head. I just visualize myself in this perfect little bubble, and I just visualize any kind of like dark, cloudy energy being cleared out, just going through down into the earth. And also a really helpful technique for me, and this is like one of the quick ones when I'm like in front of someone, is I'll visualize a rose, like a big yellow or blue rose. It can be whatever color, but I tend to like yellow or blue. And I'll visualize this big rose in front of me, and I'll tell the rose to like catch that energy. I'm like, can you please like just grab that energy that's trying to get me? Because I don't want it. So that is just a really, really beautiful tool. And it's so easy. Like you can do that visualization in like 30 seconds while you're still like, you know?
Yes. I love that technique so much. Thank you for sharing that. Like you said, it's so simple. All you have to envision is that rose and just say that. I love that.
Yeah. And give it like a little, it's like little mental prayers. That's such a big part of energy healing, is just intention. Intention and attention and awareness is like the biggest things. Like that's all you need. You don't have to be doing all these fancy things. It's like, do you have the intention that you want to protect yourself? Then you're probably doing it. Like you probably don't even need to visualize anything. If you just have the intention of, protect me right now, or let's put this protection up around me, then you're doing it. Like if you're not, you know, into the visualizations, or if visualizations are a little more difficult, because I know some people have like a big hang up on visualizations.
Yeah. It's the imagination that's been blocked off.
Yeah.
Third eye, crown.
And I always explain, which this helped me so much, with visualizations, it's not like what you see in movies. It's not like you have this. I mean, I'm sure some people have it like that, but it's normally not this, you know, vision that's like 3D in your mind, like a movie in front of you. It's often just kind of these little mental impressions that are in the back of your head, which is just so different. It's like, it's exactly like reading a book, where you read a book and you quote unquote see what's going on. That's kind of how these visualizations are, because I used to get so hung up on the actual visual of it. I'm like, no. And allowing yourself imagination. Yeah, you're totally right there.
Imagination.
Childlike play.
Yeah, exactly. I've been studying Neville Goddard. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's in speaking this law of assumption and all this, like, you know, manifestation and ways of being since like the early 1900s. Like, And I was listening to some old lectures, and he just talks about like imagination is like the Bible said, like you're made in God's image. So the image, mind, your imagination, like the God is the imagination, like your imagination, everything that you imagine, you create. So whether people are consciously aware or not, but they're imagining all the time. You can go into like, you can ask anyone who is having difficulty with this. I'm just going to say this out loud to whoever's listening to this. But if you have a hard time visualizing, I would say you envision bad things happening all the time, I'm sure, because it happens to me too. So the same way we do that, we can do the flip side of the best possible outcome, or that beautiful image of a rose, or something that feels good that can support you when you are feeling depleted or energetically drained. It's something that I definitely have been, I've been really getting into that. Like, really aware of my imagination, of like, where am I allowing it to go, and knowing that like it's that powerful. So what am I creating?
That it's like that co-creation. I swear, visualization is like a life hack. If there's anything like people take away from like manifestation, it's like visualize it. I've been in this kind of small apartment in Mexico, and I like it, but it's not ideal. I want kind of a better space for me energetically, a little more quieter to really kind of dive deep into my work. And I'll do these visualizations where I'll visualize what I call my highest timeline or my highest path, or kind of when I'm in full alignment. And this visualization just kept coming to me where I'm like, I'm interested to see if this comes around. I mean, I'm sure it will. I'll affirm that. But I keep getting this visualization of just like me with one of my crystal sound bowls on this like comfy white carpet. And it's just like all white around me in just this beautiful kind of room that's like perfect for me hosting like one-to-one intimate sessions and things like that. And I'm so interested to see if that comes about, because that visualization, like, it will not go away.
Oh no.
I'm like, geez, like where is that? Cause I want to be there.
No, it's yours already. It's in your mind's eye. If it's in your mind's eye, then it's happening. But it's, if we continue to support that and water that vision, which is the continuous having that in your mind, you know, or else other things are going to take over your mind, and you're not going to focus on that. Just speaking for the others who are listening. But yeah, like, I envision that myself. You just saying that visualization itself. I've been doing the same thing. Like when wanting to go to Mexico, I knew that I wanted to be in the jungle and Tulum, and I just kept visualizing myself connecting with the Mayan family that I connected with last time that's there right now, and me playing with their kids. And I want to teach Reiki now that I have my Reiki master attunement. I'm able to do that with others. And just, I just have this crazy, and it sounds like I said, when I was envisioning this was like 4 months ago. So it just tripped me out, like how quick it happened, but already envisioning it already felt more natural to me. So when I started doing the actions, like moving and getting rid of all my things and packing, it's like, oh yeah, this is all a part of it. So there was like less resistance and more support and flow when you visualize already the things that you desire. And then like, yeah, it's so powerful, visualization. Thank you.
And that's how they say, which I could just go off on this, but that's how they say you can do like quantum leaping and timeline work, where it's like the belief that, you know, past, present, future is this whole kind of cyclical, you know, always happening kind of at the same time, and that you can tap into these different timelines. And that's like, that's a huge part of my meditation work, is I will visualize my past self and future selves as a tool to heal. And that has been so powerful, because I will go back and I'll visualize myself with my inner child, and I'll always let the first kind of memory that wants to pop up come through. And it always surprises me. It's always like the most random moment from me as a child that will pop up, and then she comes over and we talk and we heal, and I give her advice and she gives me advice. She always tells me, she's like, just go play, go climb a tree. I'm like, okay. And then on the other end, there's the future self visualizations, which this was interesting because I was meditating with the intention to only tap into my past self. And not as a child, but more as in my early 20s. And then all of a sudden, I was on this beach. I was visualizing myself on this beach. And the older version of myself came, like, walking towards me. And I was like, I'm just going to go with this visualization. You have to trust your imagination with this kind of healing work. And my future self, like, came over to me, and she was just like this beautiful older woman with, like, white curly hair. And she just sat down next to me, and we spoke. And that was, like, one of the most – that was a meditation that, like, I'll remember forever, because it was extremely impactful. And now I'll have an intention to go speak to my future self, but that was the first time that it happened, like, without my intention. And – ooh, that's just, I call that timeline work, is where you're just, like, working on your own life timeline, kind of, like, healing all from all different stages of your life. I love it.
I love that. I love that so much. I definitely get to do that. I feel like a lot of the past things I've kind of, things that I felt like I've already unpacked and, like, okay, cool, next. But, like, wait, when do I go back? Like, there's always time to connect with that inner child. There's always time to really find, like, those inner, like, those joys, that those things that were once important when my heart was more pure, or not more pure, but, like, less tainted by the world, shall I say. But reminding myself, that's still within me, and those visualizations, the timeline work will definitely help with that. So thank you for sharing that.
And that would be a beautiful way, like, the heart-led days are amazing, where you just kind of, like, ask your heart, like, okay, what do I want to do today, and then go do it. But the inner child, that would probably be really interesting too, to just have a day where you ask your inner child, like, what are we doing today? Like, I love that. Would be really fun. I'm
gonna do that too. I love that so much. Oh my god, inner child day, future self day. I love that.
Future self day. Yeah.
If you're already there where you were, like, where would you be doing? How would you be feeling? What would you be eating? How would you be looking? Like, all the things. Like, I would just play with it.
Yeah. Already I can feel that, like, that future self, that future version of myself, just has so much more, like, confidence of just, that's kind of what I've, like, always craved. And because I was always an extremely shy child. Like, I couldn't even, like, talk. I was just so shy. And so even, like, coming into what I do now, where I'm in front of a room of people, like, doing movement, it's just, it blows my mind, because I know how vulnerable and it can be. And I know the number one thing with, like, especially teaching movement classes is people, you know, they just get embarrassed, which is why, like, I always am like, eyes closed. But it's like, I completely understand it, because if you told me 5 years ago that I would be in front of a room, like, teaching movement classes, I would just be like, you're insane. Like, I would never do that. Like, I'm not doing that. And then here I am, like, crawling on the ground, like,
yes,
like, tap into, like, your a animal. Mammal
that we are. Yeah. Like, rah. Yeah, no, I feel that. That's beautiful. And then that goes to show, like, visualizations as well, or, like, not even just visualizations, just all the work that we're doing, the somatic work, all the healing modalities that we can tap into. But when you're connecting with your heart and you're just doing these simple, like, that's another thing I was thinking too, like, you don't even need anyone outside of yourself, but you, your own body, your own breath, your own movement. How we can all tap into this right now today and just see these shifts slowly happen, like they've happened in your life, like they happened in my life, many other people's lives. And it's powerful, but yet,
and it's such simple. it's such a simple practice. And yeah, like for those who are going to listen to this, mm-hmm. all you have to do, because I'll always get questions like, well, how can I do this? Do you have this like online or filmed or blah, blah, blah. And this is what I always say, is just all you need to do. Again, I go back to intention, because intention is everything. Mm-hmm. Intention is like half of energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
But you just get a pen and paper, write down and set your intention, and be extremely specific. So I always say, I would like to release this from my body, and I would like to transform it into this. So it's like release and then transform.
Mm.
And so I'll write that down, and I'll have that piece of paper next to me. And then I will call in kind of my divine protection. I always call in guides, angels, ancestors who love me unconditionally. I put on my music and I just flow.
Mm.
And that practice is what has taught me. That is how I came up with the specific movements that I teach in workshops. So I'll have workshops for each energy center, each chakra center, and each center has a handful of specific movements for that center. But how I came up with that was through sitting next to my altar and just being in this practice of just writing down the intention and moving. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was
with the intention
of like, I'm going to be doing this as a workshop. Like that was not even remotely in my consciousness. I was simply doing it for my own self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just wild how it comes full circle.
Always. It's not
full circle.
Yeah. It's truly powerful that like most of the people that I've had on here and most of the beautiful souls that I've on here on my podcast, that's how they led to their magical work that they do, is they began with themselves. And that's mm-hmm. so inspiring, because when we truly follow our heart, when we truly follow what brings us joy or what brings us shadows and how we can face them, you know, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It will really, it's so eminent.
It's like your own medicine. Like you find your medicine and then go share that medicine with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's life. That's mm-hmm. if you want to follow your life's purpose, like just find your medicine, practice it, and then master it and teach it. And that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you. So is there anything else you'd like to share? Where can my people find you?
Oh, yes. So I'm called embodied_consciousness on all my social media accounts, but my mm-hmm. name is Jessica. I always feel bad. People are like, what's your name? I'm like, oh yeah, I should probably put that somewhere. But embodied consciousness.
Beautiful. And they can find you on Instagram. That's best for you. Or you have a website?
Yeah. Instagram. I'm actually loving TikTok. TikTok is great.
I know. I'm slowly getting my way in there. My little sisters used it a long time ago, and I'm realizing, oh wait, this is a big thing now. Like everyone's using this. Like I need to get on it, because there's so much we can share on that like platform as well.
Yes, and it's in a very different setting where I had a mental block with it, and I was like, mm-hmm. no, but it has a more community feel where people are way more engaging with asking mm-hmm. questions, commenting, things like that. So it really feels like it's way more community.
Because it's so quick, and that they're able to capture what you're trying to share, what you're saying. And then they're like, oh, okay, cool. And a lot of things like on Instagram or other places is like longer. People have to take the time to do it, and people are not doing that. So
yeah.
I definitely see it as a future in sharing our magic virtually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So I'm jumping on that wave too.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll stop being a grandma. Like, I'll learn what the kids are doing nowadays.
I know. It took me a while. And then I have this friend who's like 5 years older than me. And she was like, get it. You don't have to do the whole like wiggling around and dancing. Like, just talk. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, that's exactly what I started doing. I was like, wait, okay. I'm a convert.
So they can find your TikTok through your Instagram.
Yes.
Cool. And I'll tag it down below and everything. Would you like to take a deep breath together, everyone that's listening with you? Yes. Jessica, thank you for your time, your energy, and for sharing all those beautiful wisdom nuggets. Nuggets of wisdom. Wisdom nuggets, whatever they want to be called. All right. Let's just take a deep breath together into our hearts. Envisioning our field that surrounds us, allowing it to be any color, allowing it to be as long or as wide as we want it to be. Remembering that you are here listening to this for a reason. Allow this to spark inspiration to move through anything you're currently feeling. You have the support of Jessica. You have my support as well. You know where to find us. Thank you for being here. And I'm sending you so much love. Talk to you soon, Jessica. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like it or share it, whatever you feel inspired to do. My intention here is to spread more light, more awareness, more compassion, and love. Thank you. Sending you so much love.